Hello and welcome to this new podcast from the Nikonians. This is Martin Jorgensen, and you will be listening to the new show called On Location with Martin Jorgensen, namely me. And that show is going to go about photography in a way that's a bit different to the other podcasts on the Nikonians. The purpose of this show is, as the title says, to be on location, meaning that we're going out to take pictures. As you might be able to hear, I'm in my car. I'm on my way through Copenhagen in Denmark, in Europe, where I live. And I'm on my way to a location that I've been at before, shooting some rather interesting subjects, which I have also shot before. The reason that I'm going there is actually the light. Now, you might think that when I say the light, it's because the light is particularly exciting or intriguing or nice or anything like that, but that's not the case. Actually, the light is what I would refer to as boring light. This is in the beginning of December in Northern Europe, and that often means very gray days. Right now it's 1:30 in the afternoon, and actually it's almost getting dark now. There's a cloud cover, which is very, very common. I'm actually surprised that it's not raining, because that's also very common, at least in this part of the world, this time of year. But definitely there's a very low and very uniform cloud cover, and the light is, as I said, pretty boring. It's flat, it's gray, it's rather dark. December here is usually gray, rainy, windy, and pretty cold. So you'll have to brace yourself for some rough conditions. So what I plan on doing today is go shoot in a place, as I said, that I've been before. This place is actually a place where there's a lot of, if not garbage, then at least a lot of stuff that has been dumped. Some of the stuff that has been left there or deposited there or stored there, whatever you would call it, is old boats. There are quite a few old boats which have been put on scaffolds and just left there. These boats are in many ways decaying, but they're decaying in quite a nice way, if you ask me. It's not like it's nice to look at if you come as a normal bypasser and just see them, but when you come as I do as a photographer, they're quite interesting. There's something about paint peeling off and old stuff where the moss grows and algae will find their way, things will rust and, you know, slowly decay, this is exactly what's happening to these boats. There's also other things around there. There's a small community nearby that has small gardens and houses that they live in during the summer, and then people will move to their flat in the center of town and in the winter, and they often leave stuff outside, which also gives you quite a lot of good subjects to take pictures of. It could be stuff like furniture, garden furniture, barbecue stuff, and all kinds of things that are just left there. And in many ways, it's a disgrace, I think, because it really doesn't look very nice to an area which should be, you know, clean and green. But on the other hand, seen through my lens, these different these different objects become quite interesting and definitely something that I like to take pictures of. So, well, we'll see what I find there. The last time I was there was plenty to take pictures of, and this time might be the same. And while I'm going the last stretch here, I'm there in about 5 minutes. I'll just introduce the whole idea of this show and the coming episodes, and maybe touch a bit upon what I intend to talk about in the future. First of all, the concept of the show is, as I said, that you are going out shooting with me. You are going to locations, going to hear the camera click and see the pictures that come out as a result of that. I intend to meet up with other photographers as often as possible and try to follow their effort to get good pictures. And these photographers might be someone you know, a name, whatever, but they might also be just ordinary guys like you and me, just out to catch nice pictures. And we might try to see what they do to get good pictures and ask them some questions and talk through their location work. I also want to touch upon a few subjects. One of them is already in today's show, which is light, different light situations and how to cope with them. One of them is today's subject, flat light. Another might be light which is very bright, sunny light, low sun, for instance, like when the sun is out here right now. This time of year we have extremely low sun, and that means that you have to be careful, because you'll get a lot of glare and you'll see the sun in your lens, and you have to take care then. Other subjects will definitely be using flashes, off-camera flash to intensify different subjects and make them interesting. I'm sure that you follow the talk there is currently about using off-camera strobes to almost anything, and I'm a very big fan of using strobes outdoors, and I'm going to cover that. Other light subjects might be high dynamic range HDR, which is an exciting technique where you shoot a series of pictures and combine them, and I'm going to talk you through that probably at some point. Of course, there will be other techniques using over and under exposure, bracketing, taking series. Maybe we'll touch upon macro photography. I like doing macro photography. Action photography, series of shots where you use the fast sequence that most modern digital SLR cameras can work at, and a lot of other subjects that are possible. I'm going to just do what I always do: scoot around looking for nice places to take pictures and set myself some assignments. And sometimes I do have certain things that I need pictures of. And then I'm going to turn on my recorder, and you can just follow me and see what that leads to. Hopefully we will be able to produce some nice pictures, and you'll be able to see the pictures on the Nikonians website too, and follow me. As it is right now, you might be able to hear, I'm actually at the location, and I'm probably going to try to drive in just a bit further. This is a place that is quite desolate in many ways, and there are small roads in here, and I'm going to try to just go a bit further, and it might be a bumpy ride, but I'm going to try anyway. It's pretty wet here. One thing that I was actually thinking about covering today was coping with the lack of light by using reflections when it's raining, which is a very nice way of getting interesting pictures, even though the light is bad. But unfortunately, I could almost say it doesn't rain today, but on the other hand, it's pretty nice that it doesn't, so I can stay dry and the camera can stay dry too. And that probably makes for another subject. That would be shooting in the rain, because shooting in the rain both means that you have to take care when you take your pictures, but you also have to be careful with your gear. Okay, let me just get through here. This is quite muddy, and I certainly hope I can get out again. This is not a four-wheel drive. Okay, this, I'm getting on the dry again here. Requires just a bit of concentration. I'm trying to head out of here before it gets dark, so that I don't have to drive through that mud in the darkness. That wouldn't be nice. Okay, this is the place. Let me just get out of the car and get my gear out, and I'll talk you through that. What gear I'm going to get out, and how I'm going to go about this. Okay, let me get out some gear here. I have my D200 with me, and that's what I'm going to shoot today. I'm going to take a 17 to 55 millimeter lens on that. That is the Nikkor DX lens. That's an extremely nice lens and very well suited to the D200. And that's probably all I will need. I won't bring anything else. So I'm just going to change that. I do that in the back of the car and just bring what I need. I don't want to bring any back or anything like that. I just bring my tripod and the camera and the lens that I need, and probably maybe a remote trigger. And you can see the front lens is pretty dusty here. I probably just have to take care of that before I go on. So if you have a bit of patience with me, I'll just do that. I have one of these nice little racks, fiber cloth things that I use for the lens. This is made for the purpose, and this is extremely, extremely good. It doesn't need to be moist or anything like that. It's just fiber. I use it for the lenses only, and it's really a great thing. It takes off anything, any sprays or any specks or anything like that, and dust and whatever. I usually don't use filters on my lenses unless there's a purpose for that. I don't have any skylight filter or UV filter or something like that on the lens. Most lenses are built to be very durable, and the coatings on modern lenses is really something that can take a lot of abuse. I've never used filters in my very, very long photo career, and I have never, knock on wood, had any problems with scratches or any permanent damage to the lens. So I wouldn't bother too much about that. I wouldn't put it on for protection, at least. So okay, let's go for it. Let's see if I can avoid too much wind here. And if there's a bit of noise from the wind, I hope you forgive me. When I'm going like this, I actually have the camera on the tripod now, and I'm ready to shoot. I won't fold it out just now, but just walk towards the place that I know these boats are at. As I said, this is a pretty dark day. There is a hint of sun in the background, very low. The sun is actually setting now. It's probably going to disappear around like 3 o'clock or 3:30. And as I said, it's 1:30 now. So the day is almost over, at least light-wise. Above me, the clouds are just slightly breaking, but I'm sure if I took a picture now, the sky would come out just gray. So I'm not going to do any landscapes or anything like that. I'm just going to concentrate on these boats. okay, I'm now with close to one of these boats that I mentioned, and just looking at it, and even though it looks pretty ugly from a distance, it's dirty and it's decaying, and the paint is peeling off, and everything is just falling apart. There's a lot of rust and stuff like that. But when I get close, as I do right now, it does actually look very, very good. Very a lot of texture and a lot of interesting little details like small tires on the side of it to keep it from bumping against other boats when it's in the water and other things. And I'm just going to go around now. I'm thinking I'm just taking off the camera off the tripod here to get some freedom of movement and just check out what light situation I have. There is just a hint of sun coming out now, which may be a pretty good, but it's still through clouds, so it's not like it's going to cast any shadow. It just gives a bit of character to the whole thing. And let me see. Right now, I have like a hundredth of a second f/5. I'm probably going to just shoot that. I can go to 1/250th of a second f/2.8, but I'm just going to stop down to 5 or 5.6 or something. I have enough light for that, and just see what we get. And then I'm going to just crack off a few shots here. What I do now is actually go quite close and use the telephoto setting on the lens, so I'm at 55 millimeters and just shooting details now. The light is really nice, and I'm just trying to find different parts that I can frame nicely, and in many ways just going head on and finding these parts of the boat that in some way have character. And that would be like windows, and there are some supporting pieces of wood, and there are some details on the boat. There are also just surfaces where the paint is peeling off, and actually they look really, really nice. Let me get one here, which is really just amazing, and I'm just going to catch a bit of the background, which will be out of focus too. All this, of course, may seem to you to make very little sense, because I'm taking pictures and you're just listening, but I'll try to tell you what I'm doing and in a way that you can envision the images. And of course, many of the images you will be able to go to the site and see afterwards, so while you're listening, if you're sitting at a computer. But of course, if you're in the car or in the subway or somewhere, that won't be possible. The wide angle settings will always give you some strange and distorted views that also can come out quite interesting. Now I'm at the stern of the boat, and I'm actually just at 17 millimeters trying to get a bit of a perspective. But as I said, the sky is quite boring, and the surroundings are not really nice. So even though I'm at full wide, I'm trying to isolate the boat and not get too much of the surroundings. Of course, it's also always good to get down. Kneeling and even lying down is sometimes an extremely good way of creating a good perspective. Most of the pictures we do take standing and with the camera in front of us, but I always tend to try to get down, at least on my knees, and in many cases I'm just going to take the camera, as I do right now, and just dangle it in one hand very close to the ground at a wide angle setting, and pressing just to see what I get. Let me just review that picture. This is actually the first picture that I review on the screen. But I chimp. I usually don't chimp that much, but this I just want these shots where I don't look in the viewfinder. I have to just check that the horizon is horizontal, and then that I actually get what I want to get, and that the light is okay. This seems okay, but it's not really interesting. The exposure and everything is okay, but the subject wasn't that interesting. So I'm just going to go on. Okay, one last shot here of this tire on the top. See what we can do about that. In many cases, I also do what I'm doing right now. I both take a portrait and a landscape picture of the same subject. Sometimes pictures come out really nice, and you want to use them, but you want to use a horizontal picture, and then you just took one in the vertical position, and that leaves out that picture. Instead, you should actually take one of each if you have a subject that's suited to the composition, and just make sure that you have both a landscape and a portrait picture. Okay, I'm going to finish on that boat. In the meantime, the sun actually is slowly breaking through and making this quite a lot more interesting in many ways, and maybe open to different ways of looking at these boats. But I'm just going to go to the next boat and see what that looks like. Again, I'm just lowering my camera and just shooting a can that's on the ground here with grass growing out of it, and I'm just making sure that I get the whole thing in the picture, and the perspective is really a lot better and more interesting when I go down as I do it here. As you will see, this came out really nice. There's another water can that's hanging on a stick here, and I'm going to see what I can do with that. Quite a strange contraption, actually. I don't know what people have working here, but it makes nice subjects for me, so I don't complain. I'm trying to isolate this can from the background. There's a lot of scrap in the background. I'm trying to get rid of that. I do that by zooming in and by moving myself around until I get a quiet background. And then I'm going to do the same thing and trying to get some wide angle perspective in this. Yeah, that's probably it. Now I'm shooting up against this very murky sky, but since I'm shooting right into the sky, the camera is actually exposing for the sky, which means that the can here is going to be a silhouette, and the sky is actually coming out quite nice with a bit of texture. And that's another way of using the sky. Underexpose your picture and you can actually get some structure in the sky, even though it seems quite gray. Let me just get my tripod here. I haven't used the tripod yet, but I did bring it just in case I had the need for a long exposure, but as it is right now, I'm doing fine. Just walking along again here, just scouting, looking for odd things, and there's a lot of odd things here. I should actually just take, there's an old sunflower lying on a table here. That's quite beautiful. This is quite an example of colors you can find even on a gray day like this. I'm going to take a bit of care of taking this and really getting something sharp and nice, because this is definitely a picture that could be used to something. Let me see what I can do. Right now I'm moving around the camera on the tripod just to get the lines in the picture to do as I want them to. And I'm going to The problem is the wind, because I would like to stop down to like F11 or even more, but that would probably move my shutter speed to half a second or something. And since the wind is moving the petals of this old sunflower, that might not be very good. If I go down to, let's see, 13, 11, that's 1/25th of a second. It might actually work. And what I will do now is actually just wait for the wind to calm down for just a second. The moment it does that, I press the exposure button. I'm just waiting now. I can see the flower moving and just waving in the wind. But as soon as it stops doing that, I'm going to press a button there. Again, just take a whole series of shots. There, that was quite good. Another one. Let's see the histogram here. It's just a bit on the dark side, but I actually prefer that. And I'm just going to move around and take another perspective here. Just get the same. This is probably the great subject of the day. This really has all the autumn feeling and the decay of this place and the textures and everything. This is a nice picture. And just another proof that there, even though the light might be flat and boring, there are so many subjects out there that you can shoot. It doesn't really mean that because you look out the window and it seems boring that there will be nothing to shoot. You can find details and you can find really nice little things that you can make great pictures of. Right now I'm just looking out. I see very intensely red berries on some of the bare branches of these bushes around me. I see a muddy trail with a lot of water and the reflections from the sky and the trees. And I see these benches and tables which are left all over the place here from people who have moved into the city for the winter. And all these would probably give you some very, very nice pictures if you just went around and concentrated on this little area. It's just a few hundred feet from within where I'm standing, and there's so much to take pictures of. Okay, the wind is coming up a bit here. I just have to take care to not turn into it. Sorry about that. Okay, let's move on. This was probably a really nice picture. I'm going to fool around with that and give it a lot of photoshopping, but probably intensify the colors a bit and see what I can do from that. Pretty nice. Okay, here's another one of these old boats, and this one has even more texture in the paint and the lacquer that is peeling off. It also has a lot of details that I probably want to shoot. Again, I'm going to take off the camera off the tripod here and just go handheld and change the f-stop, because I had it on 11, which is not really useful here. I need better and quicker shutter speed here, and I'm just going to see what I can get from this. This is the rudder, and the propeller in the back is really quite nice. I'm just manipulating the whole thing a bit, because there's a lot of grass going in there in front of it, and I don't want that actually. So in this case, it's not quite as I found it, but it's still pretty nice. Let's see. This is, when I look into the viewfinder now, what I see is actually almost colorless. And this is probably going to wind up black and white when I'm finished, because that would enable me to... I'm just slightly turning here, sorry for interrupting myself. I'm slightly turning here to get the background out of the picture, because I have some really ugly tanks and stuff in the background from a harbor on the other side. I'm just moving. A few inches is all that I need, and then I'm isolating this boat completely. I only have grass in the boat. And as I said, since I don't see much color here, the sun is gone and this boat is just brown and reddish and wood that is withering, it's a very obvious subject to transform into black and white. There's so little color from the beginning that black and white would probably enable me to enhance the contrast quite a bit and get some really nice effects from that. And I really like the texture here. There's some chrome or stainless steel in the back here that just gives a bit of light. I like these detail shots with just a single subject in the focus and the rest really blurred out, and I'm at 2.8 now, so I'm really just getting very, very shallow depth of field and then a lot of out of focus stuff, so that kind of isolates what I'm looking at and will get the viewer to do the same thing, hopefully. Again, I'm probably going to do this in black and white because it's almost colorless. But really, really nice, really nice. Great looking details and really nice stuff. I like that, that was good. Okay. I'm probably going to stop here for this time and just leave it at that. These boats are, as I said, prime examples of stuff that really is good to take pictures of in the flat light that we have this time of year, and a good example. And also this type of area, which is actually just a place that where people come quite a lot during the summer, but which is left alone in the autumn and the winter. And it's full of little things that you can actually go and make some really interesting pictures of, if you ask me. I don't know what you think, but I at least find places like these very fascinating and very intriguing and very appealing to my camera eye. As I said before, if I was a citizen in the town with no interest in photography, I would probably find this pretty ugly. It's just a pile of boats left in a pretty nice area. But anyway, what I'm going to do here before I shut down is actually just take a few pictures of the whole area, so that if you want to see what I'm actually going around and shooting in, you can get an idea. Maybe you can find something like that in the place where you live. So I'm just going to go to my program setting on the Nikon D200 and just leave it at that, because that usually makes up for pretty good general pictures. And I'm just going to shoot away. I have my tripod in the foreground here, which is, but you can see what kind of area this is if you look at these pictures. Like this. So I'm back at the car now, and I think I'm going to wind down for now and pack up my stuff. And this is Martin Jorgensen of the Nikonians saying thank you for listening to On Location with Martin Jorgensen, and hopefully I will have you back as a listener on the next episode, which will be out soon, and which will be hopefully about another subject regarding winter light. That's very probable. Okay, until then, take care and shoot a lot of pictures. Bye bye.